And it was the funniest thing. I like sent him one email about this, and next thing I knew, it had been forwarded to the chancellor and all these people. So little did I know what we were getting ourselves into. But we started gathering some focus and realizing we really wanted to focus in on the music of the American South, but that we wanted to do that in a sort of different way than might be expected. And from there, it was a long push of realizing what it actually took to do that and finding great people like Libby to work with me. And it's been a long road, but it's been an amazing process.
What are the goals for this festival? What would you like to see happen with it?
I think the primary goal is just to have really good music on campus and have it be open and available to everybody, to be a space where people feel welcome, both students and faculty and, you know, the whole Triangle community. As a goal that grows out of that, we hope that people will leave sort of like asking questions about what it means to be Southern and what kind of music counts as Southern and what that means about our identity as a Southern place and a Southern university.
Our goal is never to not bring anything in or to say this isn't Southern. We always want to include more and be more broad and inclusive with our vision for the music of the South.
Well, let's have a sample here of one of the bands. Tell us a little bit about this band and we'll play a little music.
This is a mother-daughter duo, Myrna and Claudia Lopez Bascuñan. They left Chile in the late 70s, and they've been in the U.S. since. And it wasn't until the early 90s that they started singing the folk music of their home country. But they started doing it here in the American South, and this is where they make that music now.
And they live around here?
They do. They live just outside of Carrboro.
All right. And what song are we going to hear?
This is called, in translation, Because the Poor Don't Have.
Porque los pobres no tienen a dónde volver la vista, la vuelven hacia los cielos con la esperanza infinita de encontrar lo que su hermano en este mundo le quita. Palomita, qué cosas tiene la vida y San Vitae.
How many people attended last year, and what would you like to see happen this year?
We had about 1,000 people throughout the course of the day last year, and we absolutely loved the mix of people bringing their kids and coming with their families, and a lot of students were there, and there was this wonderful sort of mixing and energy throughout the day. So we want to see that grow, and I think it will. We've kept that core still the same in that same location, so tomorrow on Saturday we'll be in the Bell Tower Amphitheater and still doing the sort of same layout as we did last year. So we hope to maintain that free core. That's always going to be free. That's what we like to say, and that's what we believe. And we hope that that'll sort of pick up some steam this year. We've done some refining to improve on it, I think. But we also, tonight, we're hosting Mipso and Chris Eldridge at the Cat's Cradle, and that should bring a whole nother type of energy to do a club show as part of it. That's a ticketed event. We're also in the back room at Cat's Cradle doing a North Carolina hip-hop sort of showcase with some former and current UNC students, so that'll be great.
What else can we listen to?
I thought we'd play a song now from Towers, who is the project of Derek Torres. Towers has been around in Carrboro for a while. I think he has about 2 EPs, but the project has changed a little bit. Now it's just a solo project. And this music is some really fun stuff he's been working on, really dancey, sort of anthemic indie pop is how I would describe it. And this song is called The Situation.
That's music from Towers, part of the Convergence Southern Music Festival going on right now on the UNC campus. Let's talk a little bit, Libby, about your side activity besides being a student, besides being a co-founder and an organizer and a director of this festival. You're known to jump on stage with Mipso occasionally.
Yes, that is right. And last year, I think this festival actually provided probably the most exciting playing opportunity that I've ever had, which was to play on stage in front of tons of UNC students and community members outside on a beautiful spring night in Chapel Hill. We had probably 15 musicians on stage. So that was a blast, and I think as a musician, that's the kind of opportunity I want to create for other musicians through this festival. It's such a good experience to get together with people who sort of like have similar ideas and similar love for the area together and give them free rein. And so we try to encourage our performers to think of this as like a fun time that they can exploit. And that in turn will make a great, you know, situation for the audience as well.
And folks should know you're playing the fiddle.
I'm playing the fiddle. That's right.
We'll hear Try Too Hard from Ipso. And that's from the new album, Dark Collar Pop.
I always took the wrong side of the high road. Always wondering what I'd leave behind. One thing I couldn't find is a little peace of mind. Nothing left but losing on my side.
We've got time for one more piece of music. You're down to one thing. What are you going to talk about?
We wanted to share with you a song from Floating Action, who's one of our favorite bands. They're based out of Asheville. It's a project of Seth Kaufman. I've heard him describe it as lo-fi North Carolina funk. This is the song Seized.
The clip mod amongst the stars.
That's Floating Action from Asheville, North Carolina, part of the Convergent Southern Music Festival underway on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. Libby Rodenboh and Gabe Chess are co-founders and co-directors of the festival, and they've joined me this morning. Libby and Gabe, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.